your healthy radio addiction. Laura Ingram, weekdays 8 till 11 on 600 AM and 97.5 FM, KTBB and KTBB.com.
Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and it is that time of year again, almost time for the Tyler Area Builders Association Parade of Homes, and in that light, to talk about that. And TABA, Tyler Area Builders Association, in general terms, we welcome back Libby Simmons, Executive Vice President of the Tyler Area Builders Association, and this year's Parade of Homes Chairman, John McKinney of McKinney Homes. Great to have you with us both this morning. Great to have both of you with us this morning. There you go. It's early yet.
Thanks for having us.
Sure thing. Don't forget, InFocus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. And InFocus is uploaded to our website early in the morning, the day after the show airs. Let's start by talking a little bit about the Tyler Area Builders Association, just to kind of set the scene. Libby, John, either one of you, a little bit of history and background, who you are, what you do.
Well, we're a trade association that's been around Tyler for 64 years. We are comprised of builder members and associate members who help better the industry by being a group and working together.
Okay, and you've been around a long time. What, 1953, I think, was when you got started?
Yes, I wasn't here then, but I've heard that's the date.
I was around, but I think my mom was still trying to bring me up right. That's about as far as we need to go.
That's good.
And I was a long way from Tyler, too, but that's a story for another day. Welcome, John. A little bit about you. You're with McKinney Homes, and you're the chairman of this year's Parade of Homes. Tell us a little bit about your business and how you got involved with the Builders Association.
Sure. My business has been around for about 5 years now, since 2012. I've always been involved in the building industry ever since pretty much since I was in college. But my business has been around here in Tyler for about 5 years. And as soon as I decided to start my business, I talked to people around the area, and they just really suggested that I get involved with the Builders Association here. And I sure am glad I did, because it's been a great thing to be a part of.
Okay, we want to talk about that a little bit later on in the show.
Sure.
If your memory is not even that long, you remember 2 or 3, 4 months ago, Libby was here with Aaron Wright of the Builders Association, and we were talking about the Home Products Show. And now we're back to talk about this event, which comes up June 3rd through 11th, the 64th Annual Parade of Homes. Let's get going with that. Just the basics. Libby, John, either one or both in harmony or unison. And the Parade of Homes, what it is, how it works, and why it's important to your organization and such a real boost to just the life of the community in general.
Well, the parade is our way of our members showcasing their talents. They're able to, whether they're a builder or a subcontractor, they display their homes and their talents, and it's open to the community to come and visit, and you can get everything you would imagine wanting from building or remodeling. If you're looking at remodeling, you get great ideas. So it's just a way for us to display talents from our association.
And the community. And by the community, I mean a big area. You cover how many counties exactly?
Well, we cover 8 counties.
8 counties.
Yes, we have a large footprint in our area.
Mm-hmm. But for people in the community, it's a chance to give them it's an opportunity for them to get ideas if they're looking to build, remodel, or just maybe add some, as we like to say, bells and whistles to their own homes. Get some ideas, because you really try to stay cutting edge. Some of the things we're going to be talking about during the show today that you'll see featured in these homes are just really what, I know it's an overused term, but state of the art. I don't really know of a better way to put it. And people, some of the homes are, it seems over the years, some of the homes have been for sale. Some of them have already been bought. And what's the status of that with this year's parade?
It's about half and half.
Okay.
Some are for sale and some are customs that have been built specifically for the owner.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the way it works, it's not a parade like marching up and down the street like most parades. It is 39 homes spread around much of East Texas. And I'm going to say Tyler, Bullard, Flint, Chandler, Hawkins, and Frankston. So within that 8-county area, there's just a broad range of homes that you can visit, check out for yourself, see if you like the home, see if you like what's in it, see if you maybe want to make a move to one of these particular communities, especially if you're from out of town. And we do get a lot of out-of-town business far away as Dallas and Shreveport. And let's just kind of really get back to the basics here, the hours. When does the Parade of Homes start, and how long does it run, and when can people go, and what are the hours?
Okay, we start on Saturday, June 3rd, open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday, 2 to 6, and the week of Monday through Thursday from 5 to 8, Friday from 3 to 8, and then again the Saturday the 10th and Sunday the 11th, and we close on Sunday the 11th.
Okay, so get there from June 3rd through June the 11th, and there will be a lot to see. Lots of information, by the way, on the website. I'll go ahead and give that out right now. It's www.tylerareabuilders.com, spelled out just like that. Now, tickets, $10 for adults, $5 for kids 12 and under. Let's expound on that a little bit, how the ticket situation works.
Well, the tickets will begin sales on Tuesday, May 30th, and you buy one ticket, and it takes you to every home. If you're an adult, you need a $10 ticket. If you're a child walking, you need a $5 ticket.
Okay, and ticket sales begin Tuesday, May 30th. That's also the day of a very special event. That's the ribbon cutting, and that is held at the TABA office on Grande Boulevard, correct?
Yes, it is, at 11 a.m.
Okay, open to the public?
Open to the public. We'd love for everyone to come. It's quite a celebration. Mm-hmm. We're excited to kick off ticket sales. Mm-hmm.
And even though we have a lot to talk about today, we can't tell you yet where each and every single home is going to be. That is revealed at the ribbon cutting, as it is every year. That's my understanding. And tell me again what time the ribbon cutting is.
11 a.m.
All right.
This Tuesday, the 30th, at the TABA office.
And that is at 1504 West Grande Boulevard. You've probably driven by it. It's a much-traveled route, real easy to find, and it's just right there. You can also get a ticket at the ribbon cutting, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, you can get your ticket there. Tickets will be for sale the whole week after the ribbon cutting at the TABA office. And you can get them at any of the homes starting on Saturday.
Okay, you can also visit TylerAreaBuilders.com to find ticket sales locations or to purchase a ticket online. So a lot of options for getting tickets to the Parade of Homes. And during parade hours, tickets may be purchased, as I think you just said, at each of the participating homes. On In Focus this morning, I'm John Sims talking to Libby Simmons and John McKinney with the Tyler Area Builders Association, talking specifically today about the Parade of Homes coming up June 3rd through the 11th. Now, we talked about kids, $10 for adults, $5 for kids 12 and under. Do all children need tickets?
Well, if they're in your arms, they don't need tickets. Do want to mention that strollers are not allowed in the home. So the young carried in arms don't need a ticket, but 12 and under do.
Mm-hmm. If they're carried in arms, they don't need tickets. They're $5 a piece. If they do need tickets, and if they walk, yeah. And I guess you as a parent and negotiating with your child, you need to decide whether it's okay to care. That's between you and the child.
That's right. Okay. That's right. We stay out of that one.
Yeah. Strollers are not permitted inside the homes. I think it's important to mention that. You get the strollers in there. I know some of the homes, they request that you use special foot gear because some of these hardwood floors and things like that, you want the homes to look exactly the same at the end of the parade as they did at the beginning. And it's a matter of keeping them in ship shape and looking good and keeping them appealing to the people who are going to be visiting the Parade of Homes and the people who are going to be living in these homes, maybe not so far down the road. Is the ticket good for the entire parade?
For the entire parade. One ticket takes you $10 for a lot of visiting.
Mm-hmm. And I understand one ticket allows you to go through each home one time for the duration of the parade, and then it's up to each individual builder to allow a second visit, I should say.
That's correct.
That's what happens when you visit with the builders and talk and ask them questions. Also a very important component of the Parade of Homes. Got to have a map for all these 39 homes if you want to know where they all are. Where do you get a map?
Your magazine has the map, and it will also be on our website after Tuesday, May 30th. But mm-hmm. when you purchase a ticket, you get the magazine, and it has a map as well as directions to each of the locations.
Okay. And here's the tricky part for people who have never done the Parade of Homes thing before and who are used to thinking of parades as like in the Music Man or something. You actually may begin your tour at any home on the list, I understand.
Yes, you can begin at any of the 39 homes.
Mm-hmm. And you can visit as few or as many of them as you like.
That's exactly right. Some people just want to see a few. Some people schedule their visits to make sure they get every one of them in.
Every one of them in. That was my next question. So there are going to be people this year who are going to visit all 39 homes and keep filling up that gas tank and hit every single one of them. Amazing.
They will. They plan their route. A lot of them will do it in the first 2 days.
Oh, boy. Well,
they're parade goers.
They're parade goers. They're certainly more hale and hearty than I am, but more power to them.
That's right.
Okay, getting ready. Let's look at this from the builder's standpoint. I understand it can take anywhere from 6 months to over a year to build a home. Let's just walk through that process of a builder. Maybe, John, you can kind of jump in here. A builder deciding that he or she wants to be involved in the parade of homes. How does that process begin, and what kind of hoops do you have to jump through to actually qualify and get a home on a parade route?
Sure. It's a fairly simple process. One of the things, obviously, you need to be a member, a builder member of the Tyler Area Builders Association, first and foremost. Really, outside of that, you can do it one of two ways. If you have a speculative home that you're trying to sell to build, obviously, those are welcome. You can enter that home through TABA that way and just decide. Obviously, you need to take some long-term planning to do that, obviously. You may have a customer. So occasionally, we'll have someone who comes to us that wants to have their home on the Parade of Homes.
And
just request that, when we start, just see if we have enough time to do it. And they want to do that. Those are basically the main two ways to do it. If you either have a customer that wants to do it, or if you as the builder would like to do a home just to sell, obviously.
And I'm sure that flexibility is to everybody's benefit.
Mm-hmm.
What better time in that light to go back to some of the contact information? We haven't really given out a whole lot of that yet. We did mention the website two or three times already. We'll do it again. It's TylerAreaBuilders.com. Pretty much everything you need to know right now. Up until through the conclusion of the Parade of Homes and beyond is going to be on that website, TylerAreaBuilders.com. You're at 1504 West Grande Boulevard. And the phone number, 903-561-3964, if you want to make a quick phone call and get some more information. Email address you want to give out, or is it easier just to suggest that folks email you through the website, or how's that work?
Through the website's really easy.
Okay.
They can go there and just select the little mail icon and send us an email if they have questions.
Mm-hmm. If they do want to drop by the office to buy a ticket or just to visit and learn more about who you are and what you do, more about the parade, more about the home products show, anything like that, what are your hours of operation?
We're open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8:30 to 4.
Okay. And getting back to what we were talking about a minute ago with John, talking about getting ready, all homes have to be completed prior to opening day in order to participate in the parade, and then the homes are thoroughly inspected to ensure that they're ready for guests.
That's correct.
This isn't just a fly-by-night operation by any stretch of the imagination.
No, sir.
For high quality and really giving the prospective home buyer, home remodeler, prospective mover to East Texas. You get people who may be actually interested in moving here and want to see what you have to offer in the way of homes. Want to really paint a pretty picture for them. And I know that's done year in and year out. Tell me again, this is a 64th annual Parade of Homes. You got started with that pretty much at the beginning, right about the time the Builders Association was being formed. So this goes back a long way. There's a lot of tradition involved, and I know you want to maintain that high quality that you've had over the years. Now, some of the trending features, or what's hot, if you will, sort of interlocking or maybe even interchangeable terms. Let's start with a couple of areas that are really hot right now that you're going to be showcasing: granite and pest control. And it gets more glamorous than that, but tell us a little bit about what you have to offer people as far as just those two particular things, just for starters.
Sure. Granite is a hard surface product. Obviously, most people are looking for a hard surface product to use on their countertops.
Mm-hmm.
And granite has become a very popular material to use for those countertops throughout your entire home. It's a great product. It's a natural product. It comes that you can use, and they polish and makes it look very, very pretty and nice in your home. It obviously comes in all different types of styles and colors, and so it gives people a lot of options there to put on their home.
Okay, and pest control. Well, pest control is something everybody thinks about. How does it fit into this particular picture, the Parade of Homes?
Well, one of the things I think over the years people have discovered is there's a lot of things that you can do to a home before the home is built or while the home is being built to do a lot of preventative things to a home to help them, especially for future preventative things. Main thing is just termites. Most of the homes today are pre-treated for a termite protection on the home. And there's a couple different ways that they do that, right. Obviously. But obviously from the slab or before sheetrock is put up. So there's many options there, and there's even beyond programs that homeowners can get on through the pest control companies that they can do up front that mm-hmm. can help them save money in the long run and as well help protect their home.
Sure thing. Talking to Libby Simmons and John McKinney today on In Focus. I'm John Sims, discussing the Tyler Area Builders Association Parade of Homes. Just a quick run through with the basics. 64th Annual Parade of Homes, June 3rd through the 11th in Tyler, Bullard, Frankston, Chandler, Hawkins, and Flint. A lot of homes, 39 homes spread around a wide swath of East Texas. Hours, Saturdays 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sundays 2 to 6, Monday through Thursday 5 to 8 p.m., and Friday 3 to 8 p.m. Lots of opportunities to check out these beautiful homes along the parade this year. A lot of energy-efficient products that are going to be featured in most homes. And Libby, I know we do this show just about every year, and this is something we've probably in the last 5 years we've begun to talk about a lot more than we used to. Green building, energy efficiency. We're talking about things like spray foam insulation, tankless recirculating hot water heaters, LED lighting. John, why don't you tell us a little bit about starting with spray foam insulation. Explain to folks what that is and why it's really such a go-to thing right now and why it's being featured in the parade this year.
Sure, yeah. Spray foam insulation is something that probably came around probably around 10 to 15 years ago at mm-hmm. this point when it was first brought up, but it's become more and more popular thing to do. Obviously, there is some increased cost to doing that type of insulation in your home, but as far as what it is, it's a foam material that's sprayed onto the exterior walls and the roof of the home, and it is a foam material that goes on wet and it dries, and you no longer have the fiberglass insulation, the typical fiberglass insulation that you see, you know, in your uh-huh. typical attics, and it puts a better seal on the home. It basically seals the home up, and it, as a result, you have lower energy cost as a result of that.
Okay, and then we have the tankless recirculating hot water heaters. That sounds like an interesting concept. How does it work?
Sure. The tankless water heater. You know, you don't have your typical big old 50 or 30 gallon tank, you know, sitting in your garage or sitting in your attic,
right?
Sitting there waiting to go out on you in the next 10 to 12 years.
And sounds familiar.
pour down on your ceiling. But not just that feature, but that's obviously a great benefit to them. But as well, they have created them to be a much more efficient type of hot water heater as well, especially on the natural gas side of that.
Okay, LED lighting, what do we want to sure. know about that?
Well, I tell you, the lighting has really come a long way. Obviously, I think most people can probably go in their local hardware stores and notice that they can no longer purchase many incandescent bulbs that we were so used to using for over the years. LED is just one of the options now that they have, along mm-hmm. with fluorescent lighting. But LED is a great product. It's way lower energy use, doesn't get hot. You would definitely see a much benefit to your energy bill if you go to an LED light.
Mm-hmm. And without going into a lot of detail, we sure. Only have a limited amount of time to talk about this, but we can at least mention some of these other things. Really, it's about visitors finding inspiration for different types of things that they might want to add to their homes or include if they're building a new home or look for if they are planning on moving here from outside the area. Outside living spaces, that's a big one. I know, Libby, you and I have talked about that in the past. Storm shelters and safe rooms, whole house automation and smart home features, and all the different styles, Tudor, farmhouse, mid-century, modern, traditional, and more. You get a little bit of everything in the parade of homes. Storm shelters, some of the weather we've had lately with some very unpleasant results in some areas, and it really kind of a shout out here to the people of East Texas rallying to the cause for the folks in Canton and places like that where they've had a tornado damage. But that brings us right back to storm shelters and safe rooms and how not only how nice it is, but how important it is to have these components So, and again, without having time to go into a whole lot of detail this morning, that website, TylerAreaBuilders.com, the phone number 903-561-3964, or drop by the office during business hours at 1504 West Grande Boulevard. Lots of information you can get all year round, and plenty of opportunities to visit with the builders and the other people who are going to be involved with a parade of homes if you're actually going to tour the parade. Great for the economy. You get visitors from all around East Texas and from as far away as Dallas and Shreveport. Some of them are actually, as we've mentioned, I think maybe two or three times already today, are actually looking to move here. People who are getting ready to retire know that this is a good way to a good place to retire. And when they come here during that 8 or 9 day period, they're pumping money back into the economy, going to the restaurants, hitting the shops. So it's really, as I see it, a win-win situation for everybody just to have this kind of an event year in, year out. Beneficiaries, let's talk about this a little bit. For a long time now, you've chosen to donate a portion of the proceeds from the parade to organizations that serve the community. This year, it's the Children's Miracle Network, Kingdom Life Academy, and the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Two of those are very familiar. Children's Miracle Network, Make-A-Wish Foundation. Kingdom Life Academy, kind of a new kid on the block, but I don't believe this is the first time you've supported them. That's a small private school that provides experiential Christ-centered learning that's targeted towards economically disadvantaged students. Very non-traditional environment. Beyond that, Libby or John, anything you'd care to say about these organizations and why you decided that they should be the beneficiaries this year?
You know, TABA puts a lot of thought into this. The members are really proud to boast that hundreds of thousands of dollars have been put back into the community. The Charitable Contributions Committee takes requests from organizations, and then they select the recipients. One of the key factors always considered is the recipients must be children-related nonprofits. So that is... our forefathers, you know, came up with that many, many years ago, and it is a tradition that the board and the committees keep. So all of these three are, you know, definitely children-related and well-deserving nonprofits that we're happy to be able to help support.
And you can help them just by showing up for the Parade of Homes. Get all those great ideas, have a great time. Just some people just like to come and ooh and ah and look and take it in. May or may not be looking to do any business any time in the near future, but it's fun. I know I've been on the Parade of Homes myself, and while you're doing that, you're helping three very worthy causes: Children's Miracle Network, Kingdom Life Academy, and the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So we'll hope that everybody will keep that in mind. Just to sum it up, the Parade of Homes gives builder members and subcontractors a chance to showcase the latest in home design and technology. Many potential home buyers, again, using the parade to meet the builders and view their workmanship, and those looking to build, buy, renovate, or move in from another part of, well, another part of the world, maybe, who knows, can find plenty of inspiration. Another big crowd expected this year, about 4,000, Libby, is the same as we've had in the past?
We had 4,000 go through last year. We're hoping to have that or more this year.
Okay, I want to make a quick mention of some of the people who are sponsoring this event, making it possible for you.
Our sponsors are very important. Our Grand Tour presenting sponsor is Prosperity Bank. Ticket sponsor is Harry's Building Materials. Our rooftop sponsors are Morrison Supply Company, Sherwin-Williams, and Ultra Federal Credit Union.
Okay. And the Tyler Area Builders Association, this is the part of the show where we kind of let you make your pitch. Just beyond the Parade of Homes, beyond the home products show, you're busy day in and day out. John, you talked a little bit earlier about how the Builders Association has been such a benefit to you. Let's talk about that a little more. What are some of the specific things that you personally have gotten and that you've seen other people get out of joining the Builders Association?
Sure, a couple quick things. I would say more than anything, the relationships that I've built there have been probably the number one thing. We've got a unique Builders Association, I think, here in Tyler that most of the guys that are and gals that are members at the Builder Association are, we can easily call them all, most of them my friend. I can call on them, just about all of them, I feel like, anytime for advice or a question, and it's not it's not something we are competitors, but we're friends at the same time. We help each other to create a better building atmosphere for East Texas, mm-hmm. to create better builders for East Texas. And then I think the second thing is advocacy. It really made myself realize what an impact we can have to ensure that the building industry stays as a good industry and stays affordable for the people to build a home.
Mm-hmm. Looking at the website, and again, that's TylerAreaBuilders.com. Yeah, I still get my .coms and .orgs mixed up. It's TylerAreaBuilders.com. A number of events that are listed. We won't go into each of those, but if you're a member of the Builders Association, you can attend any number of different events, networking events, general membership meetings, after hours, where I assume a lot of what you were talking about a minute ago goes on during these meetings. You can join a committee. All of the newsletters going back, I don't know how far, are available online. You can download them, print them out, get a, I guess, I don't know, how often do they come out?
They're monthly newsletters.
Monthly newsletters, month-by-month rundown of what's going on with the Builders Association. And again, just to reemphasize, it's not just about the builders. And before I go down that road, let's just get a little bit more specific here. You can join on three different levels. You can be a builder developer, an associate member, which basically provides products and services to the industry, or you can become an affiliate member, which means you're an employee of one of the organizations that's already involved with the Builders Association. And when you think about it in broad terms, when you think about the general public and the visits that people in the general public are going to be making to the Parade of Homes, people want to live in a community, they want to visit a community, they want to move to a community where you have a strong builders association, where you have a group that really ups the ante as far as ensuring that people are going to be able to come here and find good quality building and have a wide choice of different people, different organizations that they can do business with. And it's helped Tyler grow and be prosperous. It's helped the entire area grow. Some of the smaller communities where some of the homes are going to be located, Flint, Bullard, Frankston, Chandler, Hawkins, those communities are growing too. Some people want to live on the lakes, want to live out in the country, and probably behooves everybody just to stop a minute and think about what a good, strong Builders Association does for the community on a day-in, day-out basis. Want to just kind of run things down here and summarize a little bit as we get down close to the end of the show. Again, the Home Products Show coming up in February. Not too early to mark your calendars for that. One of two big events the Builders Association does every year. But again, June 3rd through the 11th is the actual parade, but the actual kickoff, May 30th. Libby, let's run down the bullet points on that again. Where is it? When does it happen?
Tuesday, May 30th, 11 a.m. at the Tyler Area Builders Association office on Grande. We'll kick off ticket sales. New City Councilman Bob Westbrook will be our guest.
Bob, okay.
Do our ribbon cutting, and so we're real excited. And that's when we reveal the addresses of all the homes.
Okay. June 3rd through the 11th, 64th Annual Parade of Homes, Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sundays, 2 to 6, Monday through Thursday, 5 to 8, and Friday, 3 to 8 p.m. Even in that time frame, I don't know how anybody can hit all 39 homes. Maybe they should be our next guest on In Focus.
Know how they plan. Well, but I'll hit all 39 during that time frame, hopefully the first 2 days, but but that's what I do. But yes, there will. There are ladies that map their route and they get it in.
Mm-hmm. You say garden clubs come in from out of town and
they
just
do.
Plan their
mm-hmm.
entire...
Plan their trip around, have lunch and go visit the homes.
And they I guess some of them might stay here
in
Texas for the full 8 or 9 days. Yeah, interesting. And, you know, again, Dallas, Shreveport, not just from around East Texas. If you hit the Parade of Homes, you're going to have a lot of company. Tickets, $10 for adults, $5 for children 12 and under. And if children are carried in arms, they don't need tickets. If they walk, well, that's $5 out of your pocket. But I'm going to say it's well worth it. Let's reemphasize again, strollers not permitted inside the homes, please. Let's make sure everybody understands that. We're about out of time. But it's been a great show, fun, informative as always. Libby Simmons, Executive Vice President of the Tyler Area Builders Association, and John McKinney, the Chairman of this year's Tyler Area Builders Association Parade of Homes. Our topic this morning, TABA and the Parade of Homes. Hey, it's been great to have you with us. Enjoy the parade. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Libby and John from the Parade of Homes, Tyler Area Builders Association, our guests this morning. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us. See you again next week on In Focus.
Your only local news radio. This is KTBB Tyler, KTBB FM Troop Tyler Longview, and KTBB.com.